Welcome to the Government Affairs Podcast from ACEC for Friday, April 16th, 2021. Before we kind of get into the content here, if there was, if you needed another reason to register for the upcoming 2021 virtual annual convention and legislative summit, well, I can give you one. We just got word that Secretary Buttigieg will be appearing at the convention, which is breaking news, and we are very pleased to hear that. So, like we said, you know, you've seen our emails, you've seen our posts. We say we are the best place to get the latest intelligence on what the American Jobs Plan means for your business and what Congress is going to be doing on infrastructure. There is still time to register. The event kicks off on April 26th and runs until the 28th. We're going to have great keynote speakers. Chris Wallace is going to be there. We're going to have some great panels, a CEO panel, which is just going to be blockbuster. It's going to be on culture, climate, and COVID. Don't want to miss that. Shaping up to be something very special. Of course, our Congressional Issues panel with Steve Hall and our guest today, Matt Reifer, and much more. So you don't really want to wait. Just do it. Just get out there and register, because you're not going to want to miss this event. Go to acec.org and get your ticket today. So that's the plug. We will move on to content here. And three things, Matt, which I know it's nice to be in a situation where it's like we get to pick and choose exactly what we want to focus in on infrastructure. You know, it's you know, what are we going to sort through and focus on today? But there are three things that are happening. First is a letter, I understand, on VMT, which we have signed on to. The second is a NEPA issue. And then the third is a water bill, which is going to be running through the Senate next week. So, Matt, kind of take it away. Let us know what is happening in government affairs.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jeff. And let me say, I'm thrilled to hear that the Secretary is going to be joining us for the convention. That's really exciting. I'm certainly not a draw, but he will definitely be.
Come on, Matt, you're always a draw.
No, but yeah, it's been incredibly busy. You know, infrastructure is the talk of the town, as it were, and it's great to be an infrastructure lobbyist and an industry that works in the built environment right now, because our issues are front and center within the national conversation and within the administration's priorities and on Capitol Hill as well. So yeah, there's a lot going on, a lot of congressional hearings, a lot of conversations, you know, discussions and meetings being held in the halls of Congress and in the Oval Office. I want to give you a quick update on a couple, as you mentioned, three issues that may not get a ton of publicity and attention, but they're important to our industry. And these are policies that we've been working on for a long time and have a big impact on the work that we do. As you mentioned, the first one is a coalition letter that we signed on to the authorizing committees in the Congress, looking ahead to the reauthorization of highway and transit programs and promoting a implementation, a long-term transition to a vehicle miles traveled fee to replace the federal gas tax. This is an issue. It's not new. This idea has been around for a while. I mean, you'll recall on Capitol Hill, I mean, the Safety Lou back in, you know, 2005 created these study commissions on recommending what's next for the Highway Trust Fund. And they all recommended this transition to a mileage-based user fee. And since then, we've been developing state pilot projects. Actually, FAST Act had a pilot program that's pushed out $73 million for 37 different projects for states and groups of states to test and deploy different options,
which some of our members are engaged in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This isn't just a policy matter for us. You know, looking at, you know, how do we maintain the solvency of the Highway Trust Fund as vehicle fleets get more efficient and as we look to electrification and the gas tax just isn't sustainable. Yeah, our members are advising states and helping them develop and test these different revenue collection mechanisms. So there's a direct stakeholder interest for us here, as well as the broader policy for this transition. So we joined AASHTO and 31 other stakeholders reaching out to the committees saying, look, we want those pilot programs in the states to continue, but we also need to move toward a national implementation plan so we can look at equity, interoperability, administration costs, all the things that are going to be necessary for us to actually get off the gas tax and move to this mileage-based fee.
Well, that is good. That's important. Yeah, this has been an issue that's been around for a while. I mean, this is not new. It's gone through multiple iterations. So maintaining that concentration on VMT is a potential replacement for the Highway Trust Fund is important.
Exactly. I mentioned the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. They had a hearing this week on the long-term solvency of the Highway Trust Fund. I mean, the Congressional Budget Office is projecting a $195 billion shortfall over the next 10 years because of the hesitancy to raise the gas tax. We just get this deficit and they keep plugging it with general fund. Even though there's bipartisan support for the user fee principle, so we need to get going on what's going to come next.
Yeah.
And this is an important component of that.
Yeah, the long-term solvency of the Highway Trust Fund does not exist, is essentially what it comes down to. It's negative and getting worse. I mean, we're getting to the point now where you can't kick the can down the road anymore. I mean, you either have to make a decision on what comes next. And that's the thing. It's looking at all the different options, all the solutions that could be out there on a user fee basis, because historically that's how it works. You know, user pays. The user of the system finances the improvements to those systems. And I remember, you know, we were looking at everything from expanding that out because, you know, it's great that you buy a Tesla, but at the end of the day, you're not paying into the gas tax. So the question is, how do we capture that revenue? How do we capture other streams of revenue? There are a lot of different ways of looking at it. So, you know, VMT is definitely still in the conversation, and that's important. So NEPA is something that we haven't talked about for a while. What is happening on that front?
Yeah, you remember last year the administration went through a regulatory process to modernize NEPA, the implementation regulations in place through the Council on Environmental Quality, ACEC. Because we, employ and represent the scientists, the engineers, the environmental professionals that do that work, we provided our expertise on those reforms. And there was a lot in there that we liked, a lot in there that our clients liked. And legislation was reintroduced this week by a number of the ranking Republicans on the various committees of jurisdiction to codify most of those administrative changes and put those modernized NEPA processes into statute. And ACEC joined with the U.S. Chamber and many other stakeholders, particularly in the energy sector, but across the infrastructure arena to support that continued modernization of project delivery requirements.
Fantastic. It's a good example of your bread and butter issue that our members care about that might not be getting as much press as, you know, the larger infrastructure package, but it is critical to the day-to-day operation of a large segment of our industry.
And a lot of this is common sense. These are protocols and processes that we've recommended for a long time. You know, things as simple like early interagency coordination, you know, better scoping and defining of alternatives. Look, it's not without controversy. You know, any kind of environmental statute, including a bedrock statute like NEPA, is going to draw a lot of attention. But as you look at the infrastructure agenda, there's a lot on the funding side, but there's a lot on the project delivery side as well. If we're hoping to move forward in a bipartisan way on an infrastructure package, Republicans have made clear that, additional reforms to the project delivery process to make it more efficient while maintaining, robust environmental protection and public review and input, it has to be part of that equation, and we certainly support that.
Absolutely. And the final thing on the list is an action in the Senate on water infrastructure. So what's happening there?
Yeah, next week the Senate is scheduled to take up a $35 billion water infrastructure bill. This is a bill that ACEC strongly supports. It moved out of the Environment and Public Works Committee on a 20 to
There you
nothing
go.
vote back in March. So broad bipartisan support for what they're doing on the water side. It's roughly $15 billion over 5 years for the Clean Water Revolving Loan Fund and the Drinking Water Revolving Loan Fund. Those are the baseline federal support mechanisms. Plus, there's provisions aimed at climate resilience, lead abatement, technology innovation. There's a lot of good policies in there, again, that ACEC supports. This is a small component of the broader infrastructure package. But it's good to see the Senate taking this step to move forward with this component, again, on a bipartisan basis. So
Absolutely.
we're excited about
Yeah,
that.
these are the small blocks that go through that kind of build on and just build and build and build to that larger package. And steps like this are critical in the overall legislative process. And having something reported favorably out of committee at that unanimously reported favorably is good. So that bodes well for floor action. We'll keep our eyes on the Senate and what they're going to be doing next week. So there is a lot out there. I mean, there's a significant amount of activity out there that you're reading in the headlines, and then behind the headlines, beyond the headlines, a lot of activity out there. So, Matt, I do appreciate you giving us an update on what's happening as we gear up for convention.
Yeah, you're welcome. And there's certainly a lot more to come in the coming weeks and months ahead.
Yeah, stay tuned here. Stay tuned to the Government Affairs Update every week, every Friday, coming to you only from ACEC. And we'll keep it up and keep you informed. So until next time, again, this has been the ACEC Government Affairs Update. Stay safe, and we'll see you next time.